Hello, everyone. This is Betsy Wurzel, your host of Chatting with Betsy on Passionate World Talk Radio Network, a subsidiary of Global Media Network, LLC. Our mantra is to educate, enlighten, and entertain. The views of the guest may not represent those of the host of the station. Folks, I have to give you a background story of my guest on how we connected. I tell everyone that I can everywhere about Chatting with Betsy. Why do I do that? Because I want to help as many people as possible. So I tell them about Chatting with Betsy. Well, I go to physical therapy, and lo and behold, my chiropractor said to me that his niece, Kristen Griffin, writes children's books, and would I be interested in having her on as a guest? And I said, sure. So you never know where or how you're going to connect with someone to have someone as a guest. And I am really thrilled to have with me today Kristen Griffin. I'm going to tell you about Kristen Griffin. She is founder of Happy Happy Everything Corporation. She started in 2016 to inspire children, make them smile, and spread joy around the world. Kristen dreamed of becoming a Disney animator and writing a children's book. Kristen has Happy Clouds, which she published in 2023, a colorful book that teaches kids 12 positive affirmations. Her second book, Happy Words, in 2025, helps beginning readers identify objects in a cheerful way. So Kristen also created two coloring books, and she has a YouTube channel. The name of her coloring book is Happy Clouds, and her YouTube channel is just phenomenal. And I'm going to have the links to everything in the blog. So I want to welcome Kristen Griffin to Chatting with Betsy. Welcome.
Yay, thank you. Thank you, Betsy. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you. And thank you to Uncle Stevie. Shout out to my uncle.
Sorry, Kristen, my mind went blank and I can't read my handwriting. What's the name of your YouTube channel?
Oh, okay. So it's very, very fun. It's youtube.com at Happy Happy Everything. That's the YouTube channel.
I should have known that. See, folks, this is how it is when you're 67 years old and you can't read your own handwriting.
That's fine.
I don't have a computer or a printer to print this stuff out. But I'm so happy to have you on, Kristen. And folks, I just want to tell you this. I talked to Kristen probably a month ago, and I just love you. Kristen is bubbly. You had to check her website. It is so, it made me happy just looking at the website and hearing the songs.
Thank you, Betsy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Kristen, do you sing? Is that you singing on your YouTube channel?
Okay, so some of the songs are me and my kids, and then some of the songs are a friend of mine that I, it's really funny. People think it's me because she has a similar voice, so it could be me, but it's not. But yes, I do sing with my children, and it's really, really fun. So I make all the jingles up, and then I have her, she's like professional, so I have her do it. But it's kind of nice to have it raw, too, you know, and my children, it's so great because their voices are like, oh, the best, you know, having kids sing is just adorable. So, yeah, I do a little bit of both, but stay tuned, Betsy. Maybe you'll be on one of the songs.
Well, I don't have a singing voice. I can't carry a tune in a wheelbarrow. But I really like that Wiggle Jiggle song. I'm not sure that's the name of it, but it stuck with me.
Thank you. That's it.
I got the Wiggle Jiggle.
That's it.
Yeah. I love that. Oh, my goodness. If I was back in preschool, I would have played that song. That is an excellent song for preschoolers.
Thank Thank you. I really designed it for that, because that was like, it's kind of, they call them brain breaks, you know, for preschool, where they have to take a break, kind of like, you know, move around, do a couple things that make you feel good, you know, get the wiggle. And I thought of it, I'm like, oh, let's get the wiggle jiggles out. And that's how I created it, because I thought kids need movement, you know, and they're short, you know, Betsy, they're nice and, if you notice, they're fun and short, so it's not like too long where their attention isn't like, you know, looking up in the, you know, up in the sky. They do the activity, have fun, and then back to, you know, play work time. So yeah, it's a fun name, Wiggle Jiggles.
yes, I said, you know, I think I heard all the songs because I'm a big kid myself, but Wiggle Jiggles just stayed with me. It just stayed with me, and I said, wow, if I was back in the preschool, I would be playing this song, because this is just, I mean, and I don't have any teaching credentials at all, folks, but just working with kids for 13, almost 14 years, they do have the Wiggle Jiggles. So that would have been a great, great song. How did you go about creating your books, the coloring books? How did this all come about, Kristen?
Okay. So I'm a big dreamer. I think I'll start with that. My whole life, I'd say really, truly since kindergarten, I was so in love with Disney and the magic and the fairy tales and the stories and the songs and the happily ever after. So that was my like role model. And so when they write, you know, on those papers, when I grow up, I want to be a, you know, mine was a Disney animator. Like, that was my thing. I was like, I'm doing it at 5 years old. And I went on, so I'll speed up to adult. So from 5 years old, it's always been in my heart. And art and animation has always been in my heart. And storytelling and poetry. I mean, I've been writing jingles my whole life. So, like, it's kind of like this buildup, right, of, like, this little childhood dream finally coming true, because all the stars finally lined up after I had children. So I almost think, like, what a cool – I've been dreaming of writing children's books way before I even had kids, you know. And it's just, like, my passion. I can already see the cartoons and the characters. And, I mean, I just really wanted to create it all. And so when I was my second child, I was like, ooh, I was a stay-at-home mom at that time. I'm like, I can finally do my children's books I always dreamed of, you know. And crickets, which means, like, Betsy, nothing was coming to the paper. Like, I just, I had the time. I'm probably, I was sleep-deprived, right? But other than that, I was like, oh, man, I think, I can't, not that I can't write, but it wasn't what I was like, I don't know, it wasn't flowing, right? So fast forward, I decided to, I love arts and crafts as well, so I started creating pens, because I'm a pen collector. I don't know if you collect or like pens, but do you like pens, Betsy?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get excited, right, when you get a good pen, right? It's like.
Yes.
Well,
I do.
Oh my gosh. Well, then you can totally relate to this. I would collect pens anywhere I went. Fun pens. When I say fun, I'll never forget. One used to have, when Books a Million was around, it used to have a pinwheel on the top. And I thought that was just the coolest pen, because you could wind it up. And anyways, so instead of writing books, because nothing was coming to me, I started making these pens, and I called them happy pens. Why not? You know, because they make you happy. And all my little cartoon characters that I couldn't get, like, on paper, I put them on top of a pen. And I made probably 40, 50 designs over the course of all my, you know, trial and error. And what is so fun about this is I took these pens to my graphic artist and asked her to turn them into cartoons, like, replicate it exactly into a cartoon. And that's where a lot of my inspiration, like, comes from, is I started with a pen. And then it was getting to be to the point where you feel like I was in my house and, you know, working like a worker bee, making pens. And it's really a lot on your body when you're a one-man band, you know. And
yeah.
I just had that moment of, you know what, I need to pivot. I wasn't feeling well. I was aching all the time. You know, your body, you know, hunched over and, you know. So that
yeah.
was the moment. It was a turning point. And it was great. I call it like a God wink, like God's saying, hey, mm-hmm. winking at you, like, okay, let's pivot here. And in that moment, I stopped making the pens, and that's when this beautiful door opened where I naturally wrote my first book, Happy Clouds, because I didn't have that overwhelming, like, it was consuming my day making the pens. But I had all the cartoon, mm-hmm. I mean, it was a blessing because I have all these fun cartoon characters, right? But now I had the book. And so I knew I wanted to write positive, any inspirational thing for children. But I really wanted to be inspiring, impactful, and something they can take with them and like tools, like a toolkit, you know, where they can use this their whole life. And really any age, right? Like you said, we're big kids. So
yes.
My first book, I looked up in the class because I love to look up in the class naturally. I just always look up, and I'm always looking for a shape.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Pens and clouds, yeah. Betsy. This is perfect.
Yeah.
So you
I used to, Kristen. Yes. And I would imagine the clouds, like, you know, I mean, I grew up in the 60s, so my parents just like, you know, there's the door. There's your entertainment. Go outside. And I lay on the grass, look up in the clouds,
oh.
and play with the dandelion,
oh.
the weeds.
No way. Oh,
and,
my God.
You know,
and you loved it?
I loved it, and imagine what this cloud looked like and think about, you know, what heaven was like. What was it like to be up in the clouds? Yeah.
Wow.
I was a weird kid.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so nice because, like, it's something that maybe kids don't do too often anymore. You know what I mean? Like, they're not looking up as much, right?
Right.
I mean, how cool would it be? How cool would it be to have preschoolers or kindergartners go and lay in the grass and look in the clouds, right? That'd be so, what a fun activity,
yeah.
but I don't think we do it, you know.
No.
So that was my
no,
inspiration.
You know,
like, I love.
That's true.
yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, everything's
so
micromanaged.
Yes. That's the best word for it. It is.
Too much.
It is.
Too much micromanaged.
Too much. Yeah, we need to
yeah,
look up.
Go ahead, Kristen.
In the clouds. Oh, yeah. So that's really how it started. I just pivoted from, it's pretty cool. Like I always say, Disney started with a mouse, and I started with a pen. And then it just blossomed from there because I finally got my dreams of writing books for kids and the cartoons and the music. And, you know, and I the message is so important to me because Happy Clouds, it's like the kids are reading, it's pre-K to kindergarten, but the whole point of the book is that there's these positive affirmations, 12 of them, that they say, but we also, I do a story time with them, so we act it out. Like, I don't know if you have hands free right now, Betsy, or but like if the first page says, look in the clouds, what do you see? I see a heart smiling at me, and it's an actual heart-shaped cloud. And then it says, the heart reminds me that I am loved. And then I would say
aww.
To the students, okay, kids, now it's your turn. Can you say that? And they all go, and I make a heart shape with our hands. And then you say, I am loved. And then you breathe
aww.
Your heart.
I love that.
And you feel it. I want them to feel it, you know, like not just say it. You are loved. You know, it's something they can always go to. And then at the end of the book, so there's 12 pages of that, but at the end, I do encourage, I really say, hey, kids, now it's your turn. Go look in the clouds. What do you see? Do you see a giraffe or a elephant or, a, you know? And Betsy, you'll love this. So what I say is I tell the kids that every shape they see in the clouds is a happy, it's always a happy message, so that they know it's something cheerful and something that will make them smile.
As a matter of fact, now that you're refreshing my memory, you have a song about looking up in the clouds, don't you?
Oh my gosh, I do. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I mean,
let's remind me to look in the clouds. Yeah.
Yeah, just I thought that was cool too. And you created also two music albums. Are they available?
Yes.
For sale?
Yes, yeah, so they are on every, you know, streaming, you know, platform. So they're you know, every, like, you know, Amazon, Pandora, Spotify, and then also, if teachers want to play it, the YouTube channel has it animated, so that's a fun way too. Or parents, you know, if they want to play it for their kids at home, that's another avenue to listen to it. So I would say both ways, YouTube, my YouTube channel, or just streaming on any, so like, platform, main platform.
That is so cool. You know what, Chris? I tell people all the time on my show, it's never too late to start. You know,
right.
I've had guests on my show that are writing, just starting to write books in their 60s and 70s. So
good for them.
It's never too late if you have an idea to go ahead and try it, because you know what? People are so afraid of failing. But really, you learn from mistakes. It's not really fail. I don't consider it failing. I consider it learning from your mistakes, and then you go forward, because you're very successful people learned from their mistakes, didn't let that stop them, and went forward. Learning. Look what they told you, like Walt Disney. Look what they told Walt Disney. He wasn't creative enough.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, he's not creative. Can you imagine?
You know,
and then you see people of all ages, right? I know. It's true.
Yeah.
And that's Betsy, just you saying that is so powerful for anyone to hear, because we all need to hear it. It's even inspiring me, you know, because, like, maybe I have more dreams, or someone else has more dreams, or, you know, we all need to hear that. And I love that you said that. It's never too late. You know, you've got to go for it. And you'll be fulfilled just by trying, because it fills our cup, you know? We all have gifts. So.
Yes. Yes, we sure do. You know, we're put on this earth with a purpose, and a lot of times, you know, people feel unfulfilled, and I think it's because they're not doing their purpose. Maybe they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe they're afraid
right.
to try. You know what? Folks, what you hear with me is totally me, and this is the honest truth. When I became a talk show host, now I've never thought I would be one, because, believe it or not, I'm shy. So for me to be talking to strangers, it's totally it's still phenomenal to me. But I would hear other shows, and I would be like, you know what, I don't sound like them. Well, first of all, you know, my voice, I got a Jersey accent, but can't help that.
I love it.
Thank you. And you know what, Chris, I got to thinking, okay, I don't sound like them. I'm me. I can only be me. And that makes me unique. And then maybe people will remember me, because I am unique. And so being unique, folks, is a good thing. What's that saying? Why be a carbon copy when you could be an original? So there you go.
Yes. Oh, really?
Whoever said that, I don't know.
When I
don't remember.
Well, you are very special, and I want to hear what you have to say, because it's like we're just sitting, you know, I don't know, in your living room, having a cup of coffee or tea or whatever, you know. Chatting, like, it's just, you are so special, and you get to the heart of everything, and we all need to be lifted, you know, and inspired, and you do that, and that's what I loved about you when I met you. So I think
thank you so
it's
much.
Important.
Thank
it's
you.
Important.
You're
and,
quite
you know,
special.
It's like, Oh, no. Well, I'm a big kid, just like you. I just love to, you know, really make
Yeah,
the world
do special
smile.
yourself.
And yeah, but I tell you, one thing you just hit home with, I forgot to mention, about people who are afraid to follow their dreams or maybe just haven't done it or, you know, think it's too late or, you know, make every excuse, right? One thing that a tool that has been so huge in my life, Betsy, and I've actually done workshops since 2009, you know, side for fun is some people call them vision boards. I call it a dream board. And I've had it since 2009, and it's just a little cork board that you pin. You literally write down what you just goals, dreams, whatever. It can be small things, big things, you know, medium-sized things, maybe just things you want to do to accomplish around the house to make yourself feel, you know, more organized or whatever. But that vision, like writing it and pinning it with like a anything, like a push pin or scotch tape, whatever you have, you put it on a board and you look at it, it's very inspiring because a lot of my things have come true through that. And it's been like it's a very inspirational board, you know, it gives you like a pep. It's almost like a cheerleader for you, you know? And anyone could do it. They could do it with a poster board. They could do it with whatever supplies you have, you know? But that's helped me a lot because when I wrote on there, write a children's book, that was on there for, it was getting dusty. It was on there for a long time, you know? But I never gave up. And I'm like, oh, and now that I've done it and I'm so happy and grateful. I don't even want to take that one off the board because I just wanted to look at it and celebrate it. You know what I mean? Even though you're supposed to like take them off once you do it.
I just went on your website and your books are they're available on Amazon.com or your website, Kristen?
Yes. Amazon would be the easiest, wonderfulest way. Yes. So
Okay,
you go
as
to my website
I
and
went on there. They are nice.
And then there's a
They are
link.
nice.
Thank
They're very nice.
you.
If
Thank
I had a
you.
child, I would definitely be on purchasing. I mean, the kids love the color. So
Yes.
before I get into your coloring books, because I think I have ADHD in my old age. I keep jumping from
No.
one thing to the next. Your happy words helping beginning readers, that's so important.
Thank you. I thank you so much. I really wanted a book like I love what you said about how when you became a talk show host, how you were like, well, I don't sound like everyone else and I don't do it. I had that same feeling when I was making Happy Words because this is an objects book. So it's really simple, really fun for kids to learn how to read, but also identify objects, right? But what I did differently is I added the word, and it's rhyming too. I add the word happy in front of everything. So happy kite, happy ball, happy crayon, happy doll. And it's real colorful, and they can, you know, if they don't know how to read, they can start pretending to read and then get into that world of loving it so much that then they are reading, you know. And you know, I just went with my heart, honestly. I wanted googly eyes. I wanted every single object to be look like a smile with googly eyes. That was my thing. If it was a tree, it was a happy tree with googly eyes and a smile, you know. And I really just wanted to capture kids. And I, Betsy, I'm so thankful this book has, I've tested it, meaning like I give it out to ages like 2 to 6, and it's a hit. And I'm like, yes. Thank you, God, that they love it. That they love. That's the whole point, you know. They love it.
that is so cool. I've heard this from PR people that I've worked with, but I also know like for authors, you know, they come on a who's ever show, and then they don't promote their book, and you know, the books don't sell themselves. That's what I tell people. Like, you've got to get out there and hustle. And you know what? The best, especially with children's books, Kristen, like just to donate to, like, go to preschools and say, here, I had this book. I'm giving you a copy. Could you please let me know what you think? Write a review, if you like, on Amazon or wherever. You know, I want feedback. And going to what they call, like, craft fairs or flea markets.
Oh, yeah. Great idea.
To sell the, you know, to sell the book. Go to your school system and say, listen, I'm I wrote these children's books. I'd like to donate to your children's library. Can I, you know, donate this? And could the kindergarten teacher or preschool or whatever grades, can they give me feedback? Because I want to know, what could I do to improve? Or, you know, I just want feedback. How are the kids responding? How do you like it as a teacher? A lot of people don't think of doing those type of things. But I just think that that's a great idea, especially with preschool books. You know,
it's a fabulous idea. Fabulous.
Preschool to kindergarten. Yeah, I mean, a local library. Say, hey, listen, I have this book. Could, you know, I'd like to donate it to your library. Can the librarian get back to me? Give me, you know, some feedback. Because that's what you want as a writer, right? A lot of and I interview so many different authors from all different genres. They want feedback from their readers to know what to do.
I love feedback. Yes. What can we, how can we better ourselves? What do the kids need? What's needed in our schools? And luckily, Betsy, thank you for the encouragement, because locally, like in my county in Florida, I am in every single pre-K and kindergarten classroom. They've bought it's like, it's the biggest blessing. It was a nonprofit that purchased them. And then I'm in our library system, but this is only my county. Now, the hustle, like you just said, I've got to work hard. I need to, like you said, donate to the other preschool. There's so much opportunity out there. You just have to put it out there. You know, it's like anything, have a list and check it twice, right?
and go on, and then, you know, Instagram.
Go
on Instagram,
I'm a
promote
believer,
your book.
Like, My biggest passion with creating my products is also that I always love giving back to needy children. So I've donated my entire curriculum. I created a curriculum for teachers, like a kit. It comes with a stuffed, two cloud stuffed animals. Now, I call a stuffed animal, but see, nowadays my kids, they call them plushies. I have to call it a plushie or a soft. Softy, but
and they're cute.
That's the new term.
They're cute.
There he is. Thanks. So they get those.
I'm a big kid.
Songs. You need a plushie. I'm gonna get you a plushie. I'm writing that down. Betsy gets a cloud. And so anyways, I'm very thankful. A nonprofit said they needed a lot of supplies in Pakistan, so I donated to Pakistan and to an orphanage in Africa and Kenya, and they have and to see the kids reading my books over there and singing the songs, like, my heart, literally, if you ask me why I do what I do, it's like, this is it, you know, I'm touching lives, and I hope to continue forever. You know, that's really the
that is the awesome. You have such a big love and heart, Kristen. And folks, this is the only second time I talked to Kristen. I talked to her once before. And we just, you know, connected. And it's, you know, I really believe that we don't meet people by coincidence. We meet people that we're meant to meet for whatever that reason is. And you were featured in your local bookstore, weren't you, a while back?
Oh, that's right. Yes, Barnes & Noble. That was a big, wonderful dream. Like, then I felt like my local Barnes & Noble had me at their grand opening. I'm like, oh, I was pinching myself, Betsy. I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm a real author. Like, even though I'm self-published, I shouldn't say even though I'm self-published, I haven't gone down the, I'd like to go down the publishing route someday, but immediately I wanted to be out there in the world. So I self-published, and to be in Barnes & Noble, that's where, I love what you just said. Definitely Us Meeting was a connection and not a coincidence. And then one of my really sweetheart friends from high school surprised me and came to my book signing. And she's the one that bought my book, took it to the nonprofit. The nonprofit reviewed it, their whole board, and that's who bought 5,400 copies for theirs, for the whole entire, my whole district.
Wow.
But I cried like a baby, you know? I cried. I'm like,
I would too.
Is that not the coolest connect? I mean, your high school friend from, you know, almost 30 years ago, you know? Yeah.
That is awesome. So what was that experience like? Because I never asked anyone this on my show ever, to go to a bookstore and do book signing and have people, like, you actually meet people. And I saw your video, I think it's on Instagram, of you in the bookstore, which was so sweet. So what was that like for you to be, that's a big deal. That's something to really be happy about.
Oh, it was really big. It felt like, I mean, when I guess I could just say it's like the biggest high, you know, because you're like, this is, you're walking up, like I did like the, you know, took a picture of Barnes & Noble, you know, and I'm walking up and I have my little cart full of, you're just like shaking, you know, because it's like excitement and nerves, right? You want to do a great job, but you're also so, so excited. I, of course, bought a special dress that was colorful for the event, which was fun for me, you know, and my name tag. I had a lot of fun, Betsy, getting a name tag for the event. And you walk in, management was super nice, super nice. And for any author who is going to do this, it's really fun to set up your table, you know, really theme it out to your book. That was so fun for me. I couldn't wait. I had clouds everywhere and cloud lights and a banner. And it was just magical. Really, really magical. I get choked up thinking about it. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Awesome.
I'm grateful.
I'm so happy for you. Yes. I don't know why. At my local Barnes & Noble used to have people come and do signings, but ever since the pandemic, they haven't had anybody in my local Barnes and Noble.
Oh my goodness.
They haven't had anyone.
Change. Because, you know, so here's a thought. So every Saturday, most Barnes and Noble's, at least that I know, does story time, right, for the kids at like 10 or 11 a.m. So what's super cool is if you're a children's author, what I do when I do a book signing, I set up, or they have a place for me to set up for the book signing, but I go and do the story time. So that's really fun. So then the parents and the kids get to experience the interactive read aloud. And I always incorporate my kids. So I dress them up in character. And after we're done reading, it's like preschool, right? And then we're done reading, we sing like three of my songs. And then the kids get a sticker or a balloon, whichever one I have, you know. And then after that, I do the book signing. So it's really, really a fun, it can be such a fun day for children's authors.
That is,
you know,
cool. Now, is your
musical
book?
Yeah.
Are your books in all Barnes & Noble stores or just in your area in Florida?
Just in my area. I do know that, you know, I need to put this on my dream board, but that would be wonderful to be nationwide. So I need to put that on my dream board. But yes, currently just locally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I was wondering how that worked. You know, if you have it in one store, then do they put it in other stores or do they see how it sells first before they put it, you know, all over?
Yeah, I think they do that. I think, well, as like supporting local authors. It was super nice. Mm-hmm. They have like consignment. So you go there and like, let's say you drop off 100 copies or 50 copies or 30, whatever, you know, they'll do a consignment form with you. And then if they like you or think it's, you know, it could sell within the month, they'll leave it. They'll have a nice display for you and see how it does and how it sells. And then I just need to do the work now, Betsy. I need to work. I need to like really promote other counties. But yeah, if you are not published and you're just self-published like me, you can just go, you know, fingers crossed and toes crossed, you can walk into a Barnes & Noble, and if they approve your book, you can do a book signing and be on consignment.
That's good to know, because I'm such a,
it's hard to do,
a kind of nerdy folks. I am kind of nerdy. Out of all the hundreds of authors that I have interviewed, and I have interviewed literally hundreds in the past, almost, that'll be 6 years in September, I only saw three books in Barnes & Noble of the people that I have interviewed. Only three.
Wow.
So, and I was so happy when I saw a book. I'm like, I interviewed that person.
That's awesome.
I was like, oh, that's cool. I want to get back, Kristen, because for some reason I feel led to do this. I love that your affirmation, I am loved, with the heart, because children need to know they are loved, that they're special. And when I worked in a preschool, I made sure I said something nice to every child every day. And, you know, people think, oh, well, you know, why do you do that? Because I didn't feel special when I was growing up. No one said anything nice to me. I was always put down. And it's important. And do you know it is so important to those children? And I'm not saying that to brag about myself, but those kids would go home to their parents and they would say, oh, Miss Betsy likes my clothes. Miss Betsy said this. Miss Betsy said that. And I made their child happy. Their child was happy. Excuse me. And to me, that is so important, because when a child feels loved, and I'm not a special, you know, I don't have no credentials with teaching either. This is just the College of Hard Knocks, folks. that, you know, when a child is loved and feels special, you know, I believe they want to learn more. They will pay attention to you.
Yes.
They will listen to you. This is funny.
I believe that's
it's
so
kind
much.
Of funny. The parents of the preschool, they would say to their children, and they didn't eat supper or brush their teeth, they would say, I'm going to tell Miss Betsy that you're not doing such and such. And you're like, no, don't tell Miss Betsy. They respected me. They didn't want me to be mad at them. And I said, okay, you could use me. You know, that helps them, you know, do that. But it is, you know, you don't know, really, none of us know, the ripples we create in other people's lives, whether it's good or not.
Yeah.
Hopefully we create more good ripples than negative ripples.
Yes.
But people have no idea. If people, the audience, if you think about, was there a teacher at any time in your life that encouraged you, that made you feel special? Send me an email. Let me know. Write to the station, because I'm curious to know. Because, you know, we hear about the negatives. Why don't we hear about the positives?
Yes.
And
I love that, Betsy. Yes.
You know, when I think that, even with coloring, excuse me, my asthma is acting up. Like coloring books.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, and I know when I was growing up, got to color in the lines. You can't go outside the lines. You can't use this color for this. This is the way the color is. To me, in my opinion, That is stifling creativity. Why can't they color a cloud any color they want?
Exactly. Clouds could be any color.
You know, I feel, that we crush their creativity when they're young. I mean, if a child has a visual problem like I had, or maybe a hand-eye motor coordination problem, they may not be able to color all in the lines. So why do they color out of the lines? So what?
Right. They're trying. If they're doing their best, that's even their artistic way. You know, it could be both. It's beautiful that you...
Go ahead.
I'm amazed at the power of positivity, because when the way you are with those children could have been their saving grace for some of those homes. You don't even know. You don't even know what they're going through or what they, you know, challenges they might have or what they don't hear, right? So you're giving them that at school daily, right? You did every kid?
Yeah.
Did you to every... That's amazing, you know? And that is a powerful question to ask, because we all have some teacher we loved. And if I go to mine, it's immediately it's because she was so, breath of fresh air. She was so beautiful and loving. She was so loving and positive and always motivating us. I mean, that was like the boom. As soon as you ask the audience that's it's like, wow. That's what we need in this world, more of that.
And your coloring books, are they the same concept with the plushie designs?
So they're the same. So my Happy Clouds coloring book is basically, it's super fun because it's all the clouds. And I love that you said clouds can be any color, because on the back of it, the clouds are like a rainbow of different cloud colors. So it's really like what you just said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I love that you said that, because I don't want clouds to be just one color. Any color, you know. And then inside, it takes the 12 positive affirmations. So it's basically almost a copy of my book, but kids can color it. And then they have other pages that are the names of the clouds, like Molly or Michael or, you know, or Abby, you know, whatever they want to color, whatever they choose. But mostly the book is positive affirmations. And then to take it a step further, I mean, I love that it could be a curriculum. So teachers could take every page could be 12 different lessons. One's I am loved, like you said. One's I am special and it's a star. That could be a whole lesson plan just on I am special. A whole lesson, right? And then another one, a little sneaker with googly eyes. I guess I love googly eyes, Betsy.
I love that.
I am active. And kids, that's a big word for kids. I am active. But, you know, get them, you know, the importance of getting outside and getting, you know, movement and you know, healthy. So yeah, the coloring book can be used in a great way, you know, for coloring for kids. Then they get to color in I am special, you know, that way. Or we do it as an arts and crafts at my signings. Like I'll actually print out copies in all different colors paper, and they choose their color, and then they put a pom-pom for the nose, for the cloud, googly eyes, and then they color the page. So lots of fun things.
I love that. You should have been a preschool teacher. Well,
right? I feel like that.
You should have been.
Thank you.
I just feel you're welcome that I have to share this story with you and my audience, Kristen. And I want to tell parents, please don't ever compare your child's coloring with someone else's and make them feel bad. And I'm going to share the story because I just wanted to go over and say to the mother, what are you saying to your child? But, of course, I couldn't. This little girl was so happy. She's in daycare all day, right? Her mother comes. She's excited to show her coloring, her picture. Her mother said to her, you colored outside the lines. look at how so-and-so colored. They didn't color outside the lines. Her face went from being happy to just, you could just, I just saw it, to like, zoomp, like her face just fell. And I felt so bad for that little girl. And I just wanted to tell her mother a thing or two, but of course I couldn't. And I'm like, are you kidding me? How critical can you be? Parents, please. Okay, there's constructive criticism. But when a kid is 4 years old, 5 years old, don't do that. Don't compare your child's work to someone else's in front of them and criticize them and make them feel bad about themselves. You know, point something nice about the painting or the coloring or whatever it is that they did. And I just had to share that. So maybe somebody in the audience needed to hear that. I don't know.
That was a beautiful, yes. Yes, Betsy, that is very powerful and important. We all need to hear that because it can really shatter a kid's confidence instantly.
Yes.
You know?
And that, that young, I mean, come on.
And that perfectionism and that, you know, like that I'm not good enough and all those thoughts. I mean, that's, it cycles not in a good way. So that's a great message.
Oh, thank you. Well, as we wrap up here, Kristen, I want to ask you, how can the audience order all your books? You said Amazon.
Yes.
Right? And the music is on the streaming platforms. And how can people connect with you? Can you give your website again? Is that the best way for someone to connect with you?
Yeah, the best. So to make it real easy, so if you go to, you know, www.happyhappyeverything.com, that's kind of my main website. From there, what's great is you can click on links to Amazon. It takes you directly to everything, or also it can also take you straight another link to the YouTube animated channel. So that's really fun too. And then if you want to email me, my email is on the contact page. You can email me anytime. I'm also on Instagram at Happy Happy Everything. So anyone is welcome to email me there. I'm also on Facebook, LinkedIn. I float everywhere, Betsy.
I gotta connect with you on Facebook. I don't know if I connect with you on Facebook. I gotta check.
Do.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yes, I love the connection. I absolutely, I appreciate it a lot. So yes. Any questions?
Yeah, you are just a joy. You are just so full of passion and love and light. As a matter of fact, I interviewed someone last week. The show's not out yet, and it was about the book is Extraordinary Power of Fireflies, about people being lights and, you know, fulfilling their purpose. And Kristen, you are a firefly. You are bringing light into this world and helping children and giving joy to people. That is truly, you just was such a blessing to talk to today. I see your uncle next week. I'm going to tell him how, you know, you're just a beautiful human being.
Thank you, Betsy. I absolutely appreciate you, your show, your message, your heart, the never give up. And what kids color outside the lines. It's been a wonderful day, and I'm so grateful, and I hope to stay connected.
Oh, we definitely will. So thank you. Folks, you heard Kristen. That's KristenGriffin. She has her Happy Clouds coloring book, music, her books, Happy Clouds. What's your other book? Happy Words. Happy Words. Go on the website. I like to tell people, encourage people, go on the website. All the information about the lovely Kristen Griffin will be in the blog that Jeannie White, who is the station manager, writes. So thank you, Jeannie, for all you do. And thank you to Lillian Caldwell, who's CEO of Passion World Talk Radio Network, who makes this all possible. And thank you all for listening, subscribing. If you don't already subscribe to Chatting with Betsy, it is for free. I'm on Amazon Music, Spotify, Spreaker, iHeart, to name a few. Please tell your friends about my show to help other people. I mean, just for instance, Kristen Griffin's books. You have a child, you know preschool children, you know a preschool teacher. Tell them about Kristen. They can be blessed by looking at her books, reading it, listening to the music. I'm here to be a resource to help people have a better life. And listening to happy music when you're a child, that's important. It is. That's an important resource. And I have I have experts on my show that are experts in their field. And I just want to help people. That's why I'm here. And I will say, not just because I'm a host on this station, Passion World Talk Radio Network isn't just an internet station. We are a resource center. You can go on the blogs, you can go on the website and pick a topic, and I'm sure I've probably covered it. I've covered many topics. And, you know, I'm here to help people and be a resource, because I wish I knew about resources when I was younger. I wish I knew about them when I was caregiving. And really, I like to know about resources now that could help me have a better life. So that's the show for today. Excuse me. And I thank you again, Kristen, for coming on. Thank you all for listening. As I always say at the end of my show, in a world where you could be anything, please be kind and shine your light bright, because we need it now more than ever before. And if you want, you can follow me on Facebook, Betsy E. Wurzel, W-U-R-Z-E-L. I always forget to tell people where they can follow me. And, of course, at PassionWorldTalkRadioNetwork.com. And that's the show for today. Thanks again, everyone. Be safe. Until we chat again, this is Betsy Wurzel, your host of Chatting with Betsy on Passion World Talk Radio Network, a subsidiary of Global Media Network, LLC. Bye-bye now.